This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Elena Newport, the dazzling, delightful, and otherwise just wonderful star of the Capitol Steps, Washington's premier musical satirist. And Elena, how are you this week?
I'm fine. I'm a little disappointed. I read every WikiLeaks, and I'm not in there anywhere. So.
Oh, yeah. Well, the Capitol Steps haven't performed in Afghanistan yet.
No, we're not mentioned. So. Anyway, what's going on with you? Beautiful day here in Washington.
Absolutely. The heat broke a little bit, but still a lot of feistiness up on Capitol Hill. You know, Charlie Rangel's in a lot of trouble. Hopefully you've got someone on the crew that does a pretty good Charlie Rangel impression, which pretty much if you can do the Cookie Monster, you can do Charlie Rangel.
That's actually very good. Maybe we'll actually have the Cookie Monster come out and say, let's get a puppet. That would be pretty good.
yeah, there are some similarities, I guess, aren't there?
Maybe that's why the hot air has been coming through Washington the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, it could be. It could be. And, of course,
they're all leaving town this week. I don't think they're going to resolve anything with Charlie.
No, at least not right away. And we're still trying to figure out if he's going to cut a deal. Everyone expected him to, and so far he hasn't.
All expected Blagojevich to testify at his trial, too. So we're not going to put any bets on any of this.
Well, you're not helping Charlie Rangel by mentioning Rod Blagojevich in the same sentence. Although a jury of his peers, and where you can find 12 people like Rod Blagojevich, I'm not sure.
Well, and what's with all the
are
bad
still deliberating.
Haircuts? That's what I want to know.
Apparently that's part of being a politician at some point. I don't know. I haven't figured that out. But and then, of course, you know, as you mentioned, the members of Congress about to hit the road for the summer recess. And I know a lot of folks on the left are upset that there wasn't a climate bill done. And at this point, it doesn't look like it's likely to happen anytime soon.
It is not. It's not easy being green these days. And we actually have a song about that.
All right. Here we go.
Hey, it's a really cool Earth Day singles party, huh?
Yeah.
Is that a hemp poncho?
No, actually, it's made from fuzz drawn from the navel of a free-range protected Tanzanian chimpanzee.
Oh, yeah, that's cool. Yeah.
Would you care for a carrot?
Is it organic and pesticide-free?
Oh, absolutely. I grew it myself.
It's not easy being green. Having to turn off every appliance in my house every time I leave, when I think it would be easier just to ignore the polar bears in the Arctic and let the chlorofluorocarbons be released from my computer and my television and my refrigerator by letting them run all day long.
I know, it's not that easy being green. Sometimes folks give me weird looks when I do ordinary things. Like when I compost my own toenail clippings and use them to fertilize my garden of organic carrots. And now using pine cones instead of toilet paper has given me this really weird rash.
But green's the color of grass.
And grass makes great dental floss.
But with fair trading habits and no tests on rabbits, my teeth now grow moss.
Is that a leather belt you've got? Tell me how now? Can you kill a cow now?
This is the finest pleather made only from recycled scraps of Indonesian tree bark droppings.
Indonesian? Do you know how big the carbon footprint is on anything that is shipped by diesel tanker? I absolutely cannot date you unless you're an Omniloco Decavegivore.
Say what now?
You heard me. I will only eat vegetables that have died of natural causes within 100 feet of my house.
Oh, well, can we still make out?
Oh, sure.
My Hummer's parked out back.
Oh, Elena, I wonder if that stuff's in the climate bill.
I don't know, but I'd be sure in trouble if I had to grow my own food. That's for sure.
Oof.
I couldn't eat stuff within 10 feet of my house. anyway, I'm just getting word that the Bristol Palin and Levi Johnson wedding may be off.
Maybe off. Wow.
Yes, so that's breaking news from a comedy standpoint.
Consider me shocked. I never thought that there'd be any more trouble anywhere in that relationship. So
it seems those days.
I just don't know. I just don't know what to say. Of course, you got the big Chelsea Clinton wedding this weekend
as
well.
That's right. I'm not invited to that. Are you?
No. Nope, didn't make that list.
Okay. Well, you know, if you were there, the paparazzi would follow, and there
yes.
you have the whole mess.
Yeah, I don't want to bring all that sort of attention there. She's got an $11,000 wedding cake I saw online.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Does it got cash actually in it?
I don't know.
How do you spend that on a wedding cake?
I have no idea. I don't even know how you could do that if you wanted to. It must be golden plated frosting or something. I don't know. Unbelievable. It's a whole different world for people like us, Elena.
Yes, I know.
Anyway.
All right.
Well, have a wonderful weekend. We'll talk to you again soon.
You too. Bye.
Elena Newport, star of the Capitol Steps, checked about every Friday and Saturday evening at the Reagan Building here in Washington. Learn more about their work online at capsteps.com, where you can also get their brand new CD, Liberal Shop of Horrors. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.